This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning out there. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's The Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show for the average Joe. And the average Joe shops at CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe buys like a pro. Quite an exciting weekend it's been so far in sports. A Pittsburgh-related story. Pitt beat Duke in men's basketball on Saturday. Quite a game. Pitt, a couple ACC wins now on the season. They beat Duke, one of their ACC opponents. So that an exciting story from the weekend. And then the round of games in the NFL, just very good games. I mean, the outlier here is the Ravens-Texans game, where the Ravens won 34-10. Unfortunately, C.J. Stroud showed some of his youth and seemed to struggle under the pressures of Baltimore. And Baltimore is awake. I said this a few years ago about Lamar Jackson and about the opinion surrounding him. I think we as sports fans sometimes just maybe to taunt teams or to taunt players that we don't like, We'll make, you know, comments. Like the comment used to be, oh, Lamar can't win in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson will never win in the playoffs, you know, yada, yada. And I was always like, that you're pulling the trigger too soon on that take. I think that he's got a longer career ahead of him that may render that statement not true. Like he can win in the playoffs. He has the capability. He just hasn't yet. But, you know, there's a long way to go. I don't know how much him getting a contract has to do with the performance output, but now we're seeing him win in the playoffs. And on top of that, they had an extraordinary season in the regular season this year. I mean, he stayed mostly healthy, and in the playoffs, he showed the reasons for his MVP favoritism. 34-10, Ravens over Texans. The Texans are a nice story, too. I mean, I'm not happy that the Ravens are doing well just for the sake that I root for a team, right, the Steelers that are in the same division. But they're an interesting story. I personally would have liked to have seen the Texans win. But the Ravens are going to be tough. The Chiefs just seem invincible as well, though. I mean, they've got a whole lot going for them. The Chiefs just know how to win big games. I mean, so that's going to make for an exciting matchup. We'll talk about that as well. I mean, I'm just going to run down the NFL games from this weekend, talk about some things, talk about how some teams may compare to the Steelers now that I think our playoff frustrations have passed a bit, because while the Steelers didn't have too high of expectations and lost in the first round, I mean, there are several other teams that are going to walk away with disappointment who I think are in worse situations overall than the Steelers. Although the Steelers do need help and they do need change, and I'm not going to retract those statements, but I'm just going to make some comparisons as as we move forward on this show. But if you want to give me a call, if you want to make comments at all about the NFL playoffs, if you want to talk about Pitt's win over Duke, you're welcome to. The Penguins also have a game tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. You're welcome to call in and give any opinions about the Penguins as well. 412-928-9370 is the phone number to reach me at here. You can also hit me up on X. If you mentioned me in a post, tag me at callus_33 is my handle. That's callus_33. And yeah, if you make interesting enough comments, ask an interesting enough question, I will read it on the air. So again, hit me up on X at callus_33, callus_33. And one more time, the phone number, 412-928-9370. I'll address a little bit of Mike Tomlin's press conference as well, just because that happened on Thursday after my last shift of the week. So I didn't get too much time to react. I got one more comment on him before I start to release myself from Steeler talk. I mean, they're not in the playoffs. I don't want to give them too much attention. But there are several things to discuss as this offseason goes forward. So we'll talk about it all. But all right, let's move on. So we got the Ravens-Texans. Ravens won 34-10. And I feel bad for the Texans, but the Ravens are too good of a team this year. They're too well put together. Okay. And the other game on Saturday, got the Packers and 49ers. The 49ers are tough. See, the NFC, I think, I think we can all agree, is just overall a weaker conference. I mean, the 49ers break free and have established themselves. Every other team, though, was kind of like, they were touch and go. It's like there were a lot of good things, but there were some not good things. I mean, the Lions looked a little shaky at some points throughout the season. They started off hot, though, beating the Chiefs. They ended up finishing with 12 wins, though. And then the Buccaneers saw the surgence of Baker Mayfield among some of his flaws. They came out and they did well among the other teams that made it as well. But I think the AFC, I mean, just has some... The AFC has some established superpowers, which makes them, I think, a little bit stronger and a little bit tougher to go through. So this game, you saw the Packers and the 49ers. Really well-played game. Jordan Love, I mean, they're just pumping out. I mean, this is something I'm sure you've heard before. They're just pumping out the Packers, franchise quarterback after franchise quarterback. Jordan Love, I don't know if you're ready to call him a franchise quarterback, but he has certainly played well enough to have the confidence of the Packers to be their starting quarterback moving forward, even though they lost. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the Packers. I'm salty about them beating the Steelers in the Super Bowl all those years ago. But, you know, I mean, it was a good game. It was a good game to watch. It was a quality game. I mean, again, like I said, all but the Ravens and the Texans were good games to watch this weekend. And that one was a rather exciting game that went back and forth. And the 49ers, it's interesting, too, that both number one seeds, made it from both conferences as well. So the 49ers, they move on. All right, I got a call, 412-928-9370. I'll take a pause for my reaction to this weekend in the NFL. Let's take this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ted.
Hello, Ted.
Hey, real quick, I will say this. If you look at those playoff games, each one of those teams had that dude. Okay?
Yeah, you're right.
They had a stud quarterback.
You're right.
And if you look at the Steelers, they need an offense of the 21st century, not in the 1990s. They're light years away to even competing in the playoffs. You just see it as night and day. I love Detroit, how they move the ball, how it was more creative. And I'll be honest with the Steelers, they should get rid of a defensive coordinator. Should. I thought Brian Flores was the man. They had to clear that whole staff. There's just no way they would be able to compete. And also, T.J. Watt, I'll be honest, I would sit down and ask him, does he want to be traded? You have to get picks. The Steelers have way too many holes. They need a center, they need a tackle, they need a receiver.
What do you think a realistic return would be on T.J. Watt? I'd assume some first-rounders in there.
There you go. If you can get a first, maybe a second, something, I would, because it makes no sense for a team, especially defensively, to be 1-11 without them. That is absolutely ridiculous. You just don't have the pieces. And also, you just don't have that coach IQ. I mean, if you look at the playoff game, look at the strategy. The Steelers are light years away when it comes to coaching.
Josh Allen throwing the ball backwards like he did beyond the line of scrimmage was very creative.
Oh my God,
that was wild. It was.
It's called talent. Okay, it's called talent.
Talent, indeed.
You know, and with Kenny Pickett, I'll be honest, you better give him a scheme that fits. I love the Kyle Shanahan offensive philosophy. You have to give him something. And you got to give him the weapons. And you got to improve that line. Because if you think he's that dude, you got to give him everything he needs and get the heck out of his way. Mason Rudolph is a career backup. You can just see from the talent. There's no way you can compare. It is no way. He's like a Neil O'Donnell. He's all right. But looking at the playoffs, my man, you got to get that dude. I mean, either in a draft or Kenny Pickett, whatever. You got to get that dude.
Yeah, Ted, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Absolutely. The Steelers need a guy, especially a quarterback. And I'll talk a little bit more about how I want to compare the Steelers to some of these other teams that are winning and losing in the playoffs in a little bit, so I'll touch on that. But, Ted, a lot of good points, and I don't disagree with any of those. 412-928-9370 if you want to get a line and you want to vent about the Steelers or talk about the NFL playoffs, you're welcome to, just like Ted did. Moving on to Sunday's games though in the NFL, I'm kind of doing just a recap and reaction of what I noticed from watching all of these games and why I think they're interesting. The Buccaneers and the Lions. I do love the Lions, and Ted mentioned that as well. They have the guys. They've got the right personnel. Jared Goff did not seem like the guy. I mean, it looked like he had one good year with the Rams when they made it to the Super Bowl and lost. Then he was kind of iffy, traded, and now he's playing really well. Dan Campbell's really the story with that team. Just his ability to motivate, it just seems like he's got life, and that the project that they've been working on for the last few years now is finally coming to fruition, and that's awesome to see. And I'm rooting for the Lions and on the NFC side. The 49ers for me have been around too long for me to continue to root for them, just to say, like, you know, they've had their shot. The Lions have not had their shot. The Lions have been a laughingstock or mediocre at best throughout their recent times, and they haven't won. They haven't won a Super Bowl yet in the Super Bowl era. So, I root for the Lions. I'm also kind of sad. I never thought that I would have such sympathy for Baker Mayfield. I just thought he was arrogant, and I wasn't happy when he was on the Browns and they beat the Steelers in the playoffs. That was rough to witness. But, I mean, his ability to come back and have a career resurgence, and I feel bad for how the Browns treated him as well. He was supposed to be the savior quarterback. They push him aside for Deshaun Watson. And it seems he did some soul searching, and he came back and he led a Buccaneers team to the playoffs. And losing to the Lions is rough. He got a playoff win, though, so good for him in that case. That one was a tough one for me to watch because, I mean, I felt the storylines for both sides. And, I mean, almost every game this season so far from the NFL playoffs has had some solid storyline, whether it's the Lions, who have struggled to win and have been on a giant rebuild project and went from misery a couple years ago to making it to the conference championship game, NFC championship game, or the Buccaneers with Baker Mayfield and resurging his career. Chiefs and Bills, we'll get to that as some obvious storylines. The 49ers being a powerhouse against the Packers, who found their quarterback after Aaron Rodgers. You know, and then the Ravens, who have been consistently good, but finally winning in the playoffs with Lamar Jackson, and then C.J. Stroud and his career surging early on. A lot of good storylines going on in these NFL playoffs. So let me touch on the last one real quick, and then I'll talk more about how this relates to the Steelers moving forward, about Tomlin's press conference, about all that. And again, you can join in, 412-928-9370. Chiefs Bills, what a heartbreaker. Now, I tweeted out around 9 o'clock last night. I said, should I stay up and watch this game? Fully anticipating that the game may go to overtime because the Bills had the ball and it's late in the fourth quarter, right? I got to get up early for this shift. And then wide right, the story of the Bills. That's got to be probably the worst way to eliminate yourselves from the playoffs. Like I get a couple years ago, it was heartbreaking to watch Travis Kelce streak down the field and score the winning touchdown. But at least in that case, I mean, you're like, okay, yeah, Mahomes and Kelce are talented, and yeah, that's going to happen. When you miss a field goal to tie it, to continue playing, I mean, that's just the, I mean, that's got to be the worst. And again, that's why I tweeted that out. And then Doran, I saw a notification before I went to sleep. He said, "It's over, Callis." And I'm like, "No, what happened?" I saw the score was still 27-24, but I'm like, ah, I guess the Bills did not end up scoring on that drive. I mean, it feels like, to make a slight comparison to the Steelers, a not recent comparison, it feels like you think about with the Steelers how the Patriots prevented them from winning more Super Bowls in their time. The Chiefs are that for the Bills. You can officially say that. I thought that this year, among any other year, would have been the Bills' year to overcome a team like the Chiefs. And the game went back and forth, and it was exciting. But, I mean, it was just demonstrated there. I mean, the Bills rely too much on Josh Allen. And he did some wonderful things. Like I said before, I mean, he did some things. He did some Patrick Mahomes-esque things. I mean, there is nothing wrong with his play entirely, but they seem to rely on him too much on the offensive side to make things happen. But then on top of that, not making a field goal is also nobody's fault but the kicker and the holder and the snapper. Unless somebody doesn't block, but they blocked. He got it off. He had a clean shot at it and missed wide right. And that's heartbreaking. It's a rough way to lose. And it's a shame. I mean, it is a shame. The Bills, I usually don't root for teams that beat the teams I support in the playoffs whenever that time comes, because I always think that if that team does well, that beat, we'll say the Steelers, for example, like, I would have thought that, like, if the Bills went far, that they would have, that, like, the Steelers should have been that team. So I'm not of the mentality, like, oh, we lost to the champions, so it's fine. No, I'm like, we could have been the champions. That's my mentality. Here, though, in this case, like, I actually wanted the Bills to win. Like, I didn't care. I'm like, ah, the Steelers don't deserve nice things right now, and the Bills are a good story. This is an absolute shame the way they lost. Absolute shame. So that's my initial reaction to NFL games, NFL playoff games over the weekend. You can call and react as well, 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X at Callis_33. Mention me in a comment or post, and I'll read it or respond if I find it intriguing enough. How does this all relate to the Steelers? How do many of these teams relate to the Steelers? What's the perception of the Steelers now that we're beyond the initial reaction from them losing last Monday? You can give me a call, you can talk about it, you can hit me up on X. But I'll talk about that next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, and the Silverado. You can go to sunchevy.com today. Right now, it's cold. It's about 12 degrees outside. It's going to warm up, though, as the day goes on. High of 35 today, low of 12. Tomorrow, high of 39, low of 31. Overcast skies expected. You can also expect warmer temperatures and rain through this week before it gets colder again next week, so enjoy a little bit of the warm, the 53-degree warm here in Pittsburgh. And that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and wrapping this up, comparing the NFL playoffs right now to where the Steelers are and what it kind of means for other teams, too, their losses or their wins. So here's what I'm thinking. Ted from Mount Washington called in about 20 minutes ago and said a lot of things that I agree with. The Steelers need that guy. The quarterback seems to be the thing right now. Quarterback tight end combinations are also pretty strong and can help teams win. We've seen that here recently. But they need a guy. And the Steelers coaching staff as well just doesn't seem lively. Like when Mike Tomlin had his press conference, like good for him. He made a little joke. He made lighthearted of him walking out on the contract question after the game against the Bills. And he apologized and kind of gave his reasoning, but still it just doesn't feel like there's any freshness or any life with the Steelers right now, kind of like the Lions are with Dan Campbell and or the Chiefs just, you know, going out there and pumping out wins. Or the Bills to an extent where they've got, you know, a lot of, they're aging, but, you know, they've still got some zip in them, conducted by Josh Allen, a quarterback. So I think that the Steelers need those changes. I'm still going to say that. Now, Tomlin evidently not going to be fired, not going to be relieved of duty in this offseason, but there's got to be some serious changes. Something's got to happen, and they definitely need a stronger sense of a quarterback, and they definitely, I think, need some coaching changes. And that's what Tomlin said in his press conference as well, that he's going to look for candidates outside the organization. So I hope that's true. I hope that's what happens. We'll have to see. But as for the Steelers' expectations for the year, like, we want them to win a playoff game, and we're looking inward, and that's fine. The expectations should be greater than they have been. Or, you know, they should be striving for more than what they've not accomplished in recent years. But also, just thinking about it from this perspective as well, like, look at a team like the Bills that just has been beaten by the same team over these last few seasons. I don't know who I'd rather be. The Bills have had a lot of high expectations, and they have not won a Super Bowl in a while, despite all the good teams that they've had. So I don't know, would you rather be the Steelers in perpetual mediocrity or a team like the Bills where you get super excited and, you know, you lose a game in essentially 13 seconds or you lose a game on a wide right missed field goal? I think it's an interesting question. I'd still rather be the Bills, but they're not in great shape either, and they haven't won anything of significance in a longer time than the Steelers. It's just food for thought.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.